Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today in our weekly program, Hollywood Secrets, we continue to explore the world of filmmaking. In our studio, we have Pamela Smith, who is a world-renowned mythologist, speaker, consultant, writer, award-winning producer, and director with over 30 years of experience on features, TV series, commercials, documentaries, corporate and military films. Her credits and clients include Paramount, Disney, and Universal. Hello, Pamela.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
As far as I know, you have recently published the book Symbols, Images, Codes in Visual Media. There you discuss how powerful this silent form of communication is. Can you tell us about it?
Communication is the most important aspect of human interaction, and it is accomplished in a number of ways, from utilitarian to artistic. Some of the most primitive, yet still most effective modes of communication are visual. In our multicultural global village, we speak hundreds of languages and thousands of dialects with diverse and specific cultural backgrounds. How can we communicate effectively across all of these borders? Symbols and images can help us. That's basically what the book is about.
How can it benefit writers?
Because there is no particular rational attachment to them, visuals are a universal language that engages our intuition and imagination. The more consciously you use symbols and images in your stories, the more effective your message will be. Using appropriate visuals will heighten the emotional impact of your story and will connect your audience to the rich stream of meaning that flows through humanity and our arts.
Can you give us a few examples?
Let's see, like how the element of air can be used in films, and their meanings. Air is the very essence of life itself. You can't see it, but you can see its powerful effects. Air is often given godly status. Wind is the messenger of the gods. The random breeze can bring illumination, and the flight of birds spurs inspiration.
So what is your favourite room in your home and outside environment? Can you describe them and tell us why you like them?
My office overlooks a bougainvillea vine, visited by hummingbirds, past a swimming pool, and then to a wall of tall trees and flowering plants. Immersed in the midst of busy Hollywood and the techno world of the web, it is refreshing to look up and out to see peaceful, beautiful nature.
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
Besides doing consultations and writing on some very interesting client projects, I am also working on two new books about symbols and images. I'll be speaking about them at the Southwest Writers Conference in September, and I'm also teaching online classes on symbols at some universities.
Can you tell us about the Future of Story Conference coming up in Los Angeles on August 27th, and what your role there is?
The conference explores aspects of the art and business of media making, offering speeches from the authors, writers, and filmmakers with many years' experience in Hollywood. I'll be on the first panel, developing the story. As a mythologist, I'm pleased to be able to bring the wonderful timeless tools of story to today's writers and filmmakers. We know they really work because we're still telling the stories from hundreds of years ago, from many different cultures.
Thank you, Pamela.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today in our weekly program, Hollywood Secrets, we continue to explore the world of filmmaking. In our studio, we have Pamela Smith, who is a world-renowned mythologist, speaker, consultant, writer, award-winning producer, and director with over 30 years of experience on features, TV series, commercials, documentaries, corporate and military films. Her credits and clients include Paramount, Disney, and Universal. Hello, Pamela.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
As far as I know, you have recently published the book Symbols, Images, Codes in Visual Media. There you discuss how powerful this silent form of communication is. Can you tell us about it?
Communication is the most important aspect of human interaction, and it is accomplished in a number of ways, from utilitarian to artistic. Some of the most primitive yet still most effective modes of communication are visual. In our multicultural global village, we speak hundreds of languages and thousands of dialects with diverse and specific cultural backgrounds. How can we communicate effectively across all of these borders? Symbols and images can help us. That's basically what the book is about.
How can it benefit writers?
Because there is no particular rational attachment to them, visuals are a universal language that engages our intuition and imagination. The more consciously you use symbols and images in your stories, the more effective your message will be. Using appropriate visuals will heighten the emotional impact of your story and will connect your audience to the rich stream of meaning that flows through humanity and our arts.
Can you give us a few examples?
Let's see, like how the element of air can be used in films and their meanings. Air is the very essence of life itself. You can't see it, but you can see its powerful effects. Air is often given godly status. Wind is the messenger of the gods. The random breeze can bring illumination, and the flight of birds spurs inspiration.
So what is your favourite room in your home and outside environment? Can you describe them and tell us why you like them?
My office overlooks a bougainvillea vine, visited by hummingbirds, past a swimming pool, and then to a wall of tall trees and flowering plants. Immersed in the midst of busy Hollywood and the techno world of the web, it is refreshing to look up and out to see peaceful, beautiful nature.
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
Besides doing consultations and writing on some very interesting client projects, I am also working on two new books about symbols and images. I'll be speaking about them at the Southwest Writers Conference in September, and I'm also teaching online classes on symbols at some universities.
Can you tell us about the Future of Story Conference coming up in Los Angeles on August 27th, and what your role there is?
The conference explores aspects of the art and business of media making, offering speeches from the authors, writers, and filmmakers with many years' experience in Hollywood. I'll be on the first panel, developing the story. As a mythologist, I'm pleased to be able to bring the wonderful timeless tools of story to today's writers and filmmakers. We know they really work because we're still telling the stories from hundreds of years ago, from many different cultures.
Thank you, Pamela.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.